Welcome to the Jazz Film School Podcast, episode number 303.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 303. My name is Brendan Lowe, 303, room 303. I don't know why I said that. Thank creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. Is there some movie like that or a tune? Actually, that's room 608. That's a Horace Silver tune, I think. 608, is that what it is? Anyway, that tune is super fire. You should check it out if you ever get a chance. Thank you guys so much for listening. This is going to be episode number 303. This is an amazing episode. I want to get right into this episode because it's so juicy and it's short and it's easy, very easy to learn, not easy to play. Very easy to learn, not easy to play. The great Bobby Timmons would absolutely crush his solos using these techniques. And I give you a bonus technique that I use a lot myself. It's kind of an expanded upon version of Bobby Timmons' version of what he does in a lot of his solos. This is going to be kind of from his Moanin' solo, which is a great gospel blues tune. And it's fantastic. I mean, he uses this texture a lot. And if you're really going for like a big development, like in your solo, like the pinnacle, like you're kind of building and building, building, if you want to get to a really like huge, the top of the mountain, this is what this texture is going to be for. It's like, it's big, it's gritty, it's soulful, and you're going to blow your audience away. You're even going to impress yourself. Amazing texture you should have in your tool bag. Even if you can't execute it now, you can do it in a simple way, and I'll show you in the episode, where you're just going slow and smooth and kind of light. Not lightly playing, but like light rhythms. You don't have to do a lot of rhythms, just like quick eighth note stabs, and it'll still work wonders for you, I promise. So, that's really all I have right now. I don't really have much more to say about that because I really want to jump in and start to teach this education. But again, this is going to be the spicy improv of the great Bobby Timmons using octaves and some chords in his left hand. But with that being said, let's check it out. Here we go. I'm going to dive right into the two amazing textures that Bobby Timmons loves to use and uses so effectively to absolutely crush all of the solos, and especially the solo in Moanin' that's rooted in gospel and blues. So in his right hand, he has octaves. A lot of time he's using the blues scale, especially over this tune Moanin', right? So he's going up the blues scale in octaves. That's going to be the first element. Okay, the second element is his left hand is playing root position chords. Now in Moanin', we have an F minor 7, going to A flat 7, G7, C7, or you can do a tritone if you want, which happens a lot too. So F minor 7, A flat 7, G7, G flat 7, or C7 there, right? So essentially when you combine your octaves with your left hand root positions, right, you're gonna get this amazing sound. This is so fire. Right? And again, making that jump to the C7 is a little bit more difficult for a lot of players. So you can just do G7 down to the G flat 7, right? Down into the F minor 7 here. But this is going to be the first texture. Absolutely crushing it. You can use this wherever you want. It doesn't even have to be a minor blues, a major blues, any sort of song too. But it's got a really powerful gospel blues sound. So like if you're doing it over like April in Paris, probably not the best texture to use, right? Super powerful, super gritty, super soulful texture. Whoops,
switched to my organ there by accident. See, I was going so crazy that I switched to my organ. But anyway, so that's going to be that first texture. Okay, it gets crazy, right? On my keyboards that I use for gigs, I have to kind of be careful that the keyboard's not like tipping over because I'm going to town on this, right? So to start out, just practice your octaves alone and practice simple motifs. You're not going to be able to do what I just did in case you're a very, very advanced player, but just maybe, right? And this is going back and forth. Just start very, very slow, like maybe just one comp, right? Just like this. Just really, really simple stuff. And again, using the blues scale. Okay, to move up and down. That's going to be the great, perfect texture that he uses all the time. Like, that's his classic signature. Now, what I like to do, he actually doesn't do this that much, but what I like to do in a lot of my solos too is take it from the left hand. Maybe you start here in your left hand playing root position, but then you go up here to play some rootless voicings with your octaves. So that's going to create a whole different texture. You're still using your octave texture, but you've changed the texture in your left hand, so that's a whole new atmosphere, a whole new sound from your left hand. Now, this is a really important building development thing. You could start here. Down into your, right, if you want to build. So this is kind of like a lighter texture. You could use it both ways. You could start down here and then move up there. But anyway, that's going to be the amazing two textures that Bobby Tibbins, I shouldn't say two textures that Bobby Tibbins uses. He doesn't really use that upper register. That's like a bonus texture. But he does do this last thing I'm about to show you. So he'll do glissandos from his octaves, right? So one of the lines you're going to hear in Monin, right? He's going to go. He does a glissando on every octave, which is such a cool texture. So one of the licks or lines that he's playing in, again, is this, done very slowly. Right? Super hot where I am, so my notes are starting to stick here because the keys are really hot. Right? So doing a glissando off your octaves like every single time or even just once or twice is an amazing texture you can throw into your improv to kind of add some spice, some texture, some flair. I promise when you start to integrate and mix and match, combine the three different textures I just showed you, the octaves with the left-hand root position chords down below middle C, with your octave soloing with rootless voicings up here with your glissandos, you're gonna start to blow your audiences away. Even yourself, you're gonna be like, what? This sounds incredible, because it does. It's a simple concept, but it sounds amazing, okay? Don't forget to go to jazzpianoschool.com to check out all the other free education we have. And if you are interested in learning more from me, learning about jazz piano in a more in-depth way, we do have a membership and courses available. Talk to you soon. We'll be right back.